young showtime. You've got to come back to Star.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's welcome. The picture that got
to
small.
The real
world. Kind of a big deal.
Hello?
Got the painting king.
With great
I'm kidding,
power.
We're not in Kansas
comes
anymore.
Great great wizard Harry.
What are we doing
up there? They call me Mr.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life.
You ever dance with the devil with
eyes away?
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jan's your mnemonic man, and today's episode is on the approximate 3 pounds of grey matter in your head, the brain. For me, the brain has been an ongoing fascination. For example, why are everyone's brains so different and unique? What are the activities to build and maintain a healthy brain? Which foods to eat and how much to drink to nourish your brain? Are you born with intelligence? Can you build on this? And if so, the techniques that can help build and optimize what you were born with? And also, how there seems to be a certain law of balance. For instance, you may have a person who is a savant at mathematics, but on the other hand, socially inept. Or a person that is great at school, but not street smart, with no ability to adapt and adjust to a range of situations. Much has been learnt about the brain and what the various parts of the brain are responsible for, with brain surgeons being able to turn parts on and off as required. In the end, along with the aforementioned, I generally think it comes down to the very basic principle of use it or lose it. So I will continue to indulge in and enjoy chess puzzles, 5-minute chess games, and of course, doing this podcast and challenging my brain to remember the key components. So with that being said, today's mnemonic will be on 6 parts of the human brain. So with no further ado, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. The brain is the central organ of the human nervous system and with the spinal cord makes up the central nervous system. The brain consists of the cerebrum, the brainstem, and the cerebellum. It controls most of the activities of the body, processing, integrating, and coordinating the information it receives from the sense organs and making decisions as to the instructions sent to the rest of the body. The brain is contained in and protected by the skull bones of the head. The cerebrum, the largest part of the human brain, consists of 2 cerebral hemispheres. Each hemisphere has an inner core composed of white matter and an outer surface of cerebral cortex composed of grey matter. The cortex has an outer layer, the neocortex, and an inner allocortex. The neocortex is made up of 6 neuronal layers, while the allocortex has 3 or 4. Each hemisphere is conventionally divided into 4 lobes, the frontal, temporal, parietal, and occipital lobes. The frontal lobe is associated with executive functions, including self-control, planning, reasoning, and abstract thought, while the occipital lobe is dedicated to vision. Within each lobe, cortical areas are associated with specific functions, such as the sensory, motor, and association regions. Although the left and right hemispheres are broadly similar in shape and function, some functions are associated with one side, such as language in the left and visual spatial ability in the right. The hemispheres are connected by the commissural nerve tracts, the largest being the corpus callosum. The cerebrum is connected by the brainstem to the spinal cord. The brainstem consists of the midbrain, the pons, and the medulla oblongata. The cerebellum is connected to the brainstem by 3 pairs of nerve tracts called cerebellar peduncles. Within the cerebrum is the ventricular system consisting of 4 interconnected ventricles in which cerebrospinal fluid is produced and circulated. Underneath the cerebral cortex are several important structures including the thalamus, the epithalamus, the pineal gland, the hypothalamus, the pituitary gland, and the subthalamus, the limbic structures, including the amygdala, the hippocampi, the claustrum, the various nuclei of the basal ganglia, the basal forebrain structures, and the 3 circumventricular organs. Brain structures that are not in the midplane exist in pairs, so there are, for example, two hippocampi and two amygdala. The cells of the brain include neurons and supportive glial cells. There are more than 86 billion neurons in the brain, and a more or less equal number of other cells. Brain activity is made possible by the interconnections of neurons and their release of neurotransmitters in response to nerve impulses. Neurons connect to form neural pathways, neural circuits, and elaborate network systems. The whole circuitry is driven by the process of neurotransmission. The brain is protected by the skull, suspended in cerebrospinal fluid, and isolated from the bloodstream by the blood-brain barrier. However, the brain is still susceptible to damage, disease, and infection. Damage can be caused by trauma or a loss of blood supply, known as a stroke. The brain is susceptible to degenerative disorders such as Parkinson's disease, dementias, including Alzheimer's disease, and multiple sclerosis. Psychiatric conditions, including schizophrenia and clinical depression, are thought to be associated with brain dysfunctions. Now on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for the brain, six parts, is top brain for cognition. Now all those words are spelt normally. For the top, we take all of those letters. The brain, the B, for, the F, and cognition, the C. And for this one, we picture your brain as a powerful engine tuned for cognition. So we'll get into it. For the top, we take the T for temporal lobe, the O, occipital lobe, and the P, parietal lobe. Brain, we take the B for brainstem. For, we take the F for frontal lobe. And cognition, we take the C for cerebellum. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for the brain, six parts. And the mnemonic is top brain for cognition. For the top, we take the T for temporal lobe, the O, occipital lobe, the P, parietal lobe. Brain, we take the B for brainstem. For, we take the F for frontal lobe. And for cognition, we take the C for cerebellum. Now on to...
Five fun facts.
And again today, the fun facts will be in alignment with the mnemonic, where I will elaborate on each one. So we'll get into it. The first fun fact today, fact number one. The temporal lobes, as the name suggests, is on the sides of the brain. They are responsible for short-term memory, speech, musical rhythm, and some degree of smell recognition. And fact two. The occipital lobe is in the back part of the brain and is involved in visual processing. Some functions include distance and depth perception, colour determination, object and facial recognition, and memory formation. And fact number three, the parietal lobe is in the middle part of the brain. It helps a person identify objects and understand spatial relationships. It is also involved in interpreting pain and touch in the body, and also contains Wernicke's area, which helps the brain understand spoken language. And fact number four, the brainstem, which is in the middle of the brain, connects the cerebrum with the spinal cord. It is comprised of the midbrain, the pons, and the medulla. The spinal cord extends from the bottom of the medulla down through to the lower back. It is supported by the vertebrae and carries messages to and from the brain and the rest of the body. And fact number five. The frontal lobe is the largest lobe in the brain and is located at the front of the head. It plays a part in personality characteristics, decision-making, movement, and smell recognition. It also contains Broca's area, which is related to speech ability. And the last fact, fact number six. The cerebellum, which means little brain, is a portion of the brain located at the back of the head, below the temporal and occipital lobes, and above the brainstem. It has two hemispheres, and its function is to coordinate voluntary muscle movements and maintain posture, balance, and equilibrium. Now on to...
The three-question quiz.
And the first question, question number one. 60% of the brain is made up of what? And your options are carbohydrates, protein, or fat. And question two. The human brain consists of approximately how many neurons? And your options are 86 million, 186 million, or 86 billion. And question three. How much does the average brain weigh in pounds? And we do have two bonus questions. The first one is, your brain uses approximately 35% of oxygen and blood in your body. Is that true or false? And our final bonus question, what do you call a human skull without 86 billion neurons? I'll give you a hint here. It's easy. It's now time to recap that mnemonic. And the mnemonic for the brain, six parts, is top brain for cognition. For the top, we take the T for temporal lobe, the O, occipital lobe, and the P, parietal lobe. Brain, we take the B for brain stem. Four, we take the F for frontal lobe. And cognition, we take the C for cerebellum. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, 60% of your brain is made up of what? And your options were carbohydrates, proteins, or fat. And 60% of your brain is made up of fat, making it the fattiest organ in the human body. And question two, the human brain consists of approximately how many neurons? And your options were 86 million, 186 million, or 86 billion. And the human brain is made up of approximately 86 billion neurons. And question three, how much does the average brain weigh in pounds? And the average brain weighs approximately 3 pounds. And our first bonus question, your brain uses approximately 35% of the oxygen and blood in your body. Is that true or false? And the statement that your brain uses approximately 35% of the oxygen and blood in your body is false. The brain uses approximately 20% of the oxygen and blood in your body. And our final bonus question, what do you call a human skull without 86 billion neurons? And what you call a human skull without 86 billion neurons is a no-brainer. Which would be a shame, as they say, the brain is the sexiest organ in the body. Well, it certainly gets my mind racing. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is esculent, and that is spelt E-S-C-U-L-E-N-T. And the meaning according to dictionary.com is suitable for use as food, edible. And our simple example today is, according to Hannibal Lecter, the brain is an esculent delicacy, most likely accompanied with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. Again, if you have a suggestion of a mnemonic that you have created, send it to themnemonictree@gmail.com. Every 10 weeks, we will announce a winner for the mnemonic of the month, which may be used in future episodes. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.